Okay.
Lori, you're known as the number one, at least in my book, and I know in a lot of people's books, you're the number one extreme death metal female of all time.
Thank you.
What about,
it's just,
you know,
so crazy.
What about, you know, I think that Wendy O. Williams comes to mind as being a very extreme female in music. What do you think about her?
She's my idol, and I was very, very devastated when she killed herself. I felt that I could go that way. Like, I felt at the time when that happened, I was actually in a really bad way personally, so it was like, man, I could do this, you know, I could go for that. But I feel bad that she felt that no one gave a shit or cared about her as a musician and as a person, that she decided that she felt that she needed to end it, and she wanted people to remember how she was. And I thought, now see, I always feel like I'm never going to have enough time on this earth to say everything I need to say. So in that way, we are different. I didn't feel that down. When I run out of ideas is the day I die. So I loved her. She was a big influence on my early work as far as what I wanted to do. It wasn't that I wanted to rival her, but I wanted to do something in the same with the same idea and the same intensity. You give her, take the energy she uses and use it, you know, take that sorcery and harness that and use it in nuclear death with what we were doing. And I think we did a pretty fair job. I would think a good job. I mean, we were the first ones to have a girl, which wasn't even, like, we didn't know that because there was no such thing as this music when we started. It was just punk and rock and maybe some metal here and there. So it was all new. That's what gave us such a great, like, palette, because there was nothing to come before us except for, like, the bands we were into, which were, like, Slayer and Venom and Discharge and whatever. And so we didn't know what to do. So everything was by executing what we thought the music should sound like. And I think that's cool. It's not influenced, really, say, by anyone, because we didn't know what we were doing. And me being a girl just happened to be the deal. You know, I am a girl, and that's just what happened. And when I started the band, it never even came to mind that would even be something that I would be known for, because I was just playing what I wanted to do, you know, the kind of music I wanted to hear, because I wasn't hearing it in 1986. I wasn't hearing the kind of music I thought that I should hear. So we decided to make the kind of music that we wish we could hear, basically, you know, and then we came up with that. So it's just weird. And then all of a sudden we found this, you know, tape trading genre and this whole underground scene that people turned us onto, where people were doing this. And I thought, oh, wow, you know, and it would get lonely on tour because, there weren't a lot of girls there were a lot of girls to, like, relate to things that happen when you're on tour. So, you know, and boys are real big babies on tour, I have to say. So I'm much more of a road dog than the guys that I toured with. They were big babies. They can't, like, they whine and they get hungry and they can't sleep and things like that. And I was starving. I would give my food money to my dudes because they were pussies. So, you know, I just starved the whole tour, you know, whatever, just so that we could just go and do our thing. I don't have that. I thought it was kind of funny. So, you know, but that's just the way it goes. Boys are big babies, so.
I'm looking at the, you know, if you Google in the Planet Kacheksiel, what comes up is this big satanic nuclear war strike, black war, death, grind, doom. And on this same album from 1999, which is the Planet Kacheksiel, which is a great album, the first one actually that I've seen with any color in the actual artwork.
That was my photography, that's why.
What is that thing?
It's weird. It's like Steve and I were trying to figure out how to make what we were going to do for the cover, and I really wanted to do something different, and we hadn't used a photograph. Like, we did the For Our Dead EP, which was actually drawn by me. I finally took the artwork part of it over. I was getting, Phil's artwork was okay for the first couple things, but the second album is terrible. Even he hates the artwork for Carry On For Warm. It's really badly done. So I took over the artwork because I actually am a visual artist anyway. So I was like, well, I'm taking it over. So For Our Dead happened, and I did that. And then after For Our Dead, then I thought, you know, I kind of want to use photography. And then we did All Creatures, and I thought, okay, I used another painting. And then the photography for For Our Dead was me looking through a bottom of a glass jar that I had, and then looking up at this red light we had in our living room, Steve and I, and shooting a picture through it. And then I took the film. This is actually before digital camera. So I took the film, film can out, and I dumped it in soapy water, and then I developed it after it dried, and that's what happened.
Well, no,
we were total stoners, so we were doing all kinds of, you know, we'd get all stoned and go, let's do this, you know. So that's what we did, and that's what that is. It's just me looking at a red light through the bottom of a bottle, and it just looked perfect. I was like, that's the planet Kashyyyk, you'll do, that's it. And we were like, let's do it. We're doing it. That's it. You know, and that's more of like a symphony. Planet Kashyyyk to me is what was nuclear death was supposed to end up being, and that's why I call it my masterpiece, because that's where I was going originally. I wanted it to be like an opera with characters. I still want it to be a film. Now with CGI and animation where it is, I would love it to become a film with me doing all the voices of the characters. But with characters, it has a 19-page storybook that comes with it. I mean, I really went all out for that. It took me a year to write, and it took another year for Steve and I to arrange all the music and to record it. So it was pretty. It was quite the feat. Definite labor of love.
Let's look at track 2 from the Planet Kashyyyk Field, which, of course, came out in 1999. There's a song called Raped by the Wine Guard.
He's probably like more of the catalyst. He would be the the antagonist in the story, if you will. He rapes Mother Chaos, and he produces this baby that's completely twisted and completely wrong, Slumber Blood. He's the first winged of his kind. He's a underdog. Basically, it's just my story. I'm the ugly duckling. I was the fat kid at school. Nobody liked me. I had no friends. And I just took that, and I used that story, and I just kind of created a story around it of what my idea would be, where Earth came from. I love science fiction. I kind of use a little bit of science fiction in there. The work was very Dali-esque oriented, the artwork. I was studying a lot of Salvador Dali at the time when I drew those. So, yeah, Right by the Wing, it's a piece. I mean, they're all pieces. They're made to be like, if you were to read a classical piece of music or a classical concerto, you would see different pieces, and that's how we did it. That's how we wrote Kashyyyk. We wrote it to be more of a classical type of record, but way darker. I mean, I've had people like tell me that they fried on acid and thought they weren't going to come back when they listened to it. And I thought, oh, what a cool thing to do. Too bad I'm not into acid anymore. I probably would have tried it, but, you know, that's a long time ago. So I was like, all right, well, you have fun with that.
Lori, this might have been over 10 years ago, but what I see there is a heavily accented statement about Satanism. Is that what you are, a Satanist?
Absolutely not. I always put that I'm a Catholic Satanist, because I think that's just absolutely where it is with me. It's an oxymoron, you know. I'm totally spiritual, but I absolutely am. I'm obsessed with all things that are dark. I get that from my father and kind of my mother too. But my father, ever since I've known him, or did know him, he's dead now, he had a devil tattoo on his arm, along with a Mexican flag and a snake. And he was always obsessed with spooky things. He is who taught me how to draw. He was also a musician, and he had a fascination with devils and the devil. And so that I just grew up around that, and I also had that fascination. But it's also in blues music a lot, you know, paying the devil your dues and, you